Welcome to the NCCF Teaching Podcast. We trust you find this encouraging. New Covenant Christian Fellowship is located at 205 North Pine Street in Woodland Park, Colorado. Our phone number is 719-687-6061. Our Sunday gathering is at 10 a.m. We trust you are blessed as you pore over God's Word with us.
Oh, the seas lift up their voices, and the skies pound their big drums.
All right, good. Take your Bibles out and turn to John 17, verse 3. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. So this is eternal life. Now, we think of eternal life as what happens after we die. We enter into eternal life. But if you know anything about eternity, which I don't know a lot about, but I do know that it really has no beginning and no end. So we're in eternity right now. There's an aspect of our existence that can be defined as entering into eternal life right now. We can engage in this life of Christ, this life of God, what you might refer to even as the resurrection life of God right now. And what it is connected to is a knowing. This is eternal life, that you may know God and Jesus Christ. And the word for know here means to be involved in a growing, intimate relationship. So the Hebrew counterpart to the word know in this context is the word yada. Yada. To learn to know, to perceive, to see, to find out and discern, to know by experience. Not just to know about, but to know by experience. To be made known, to be or to become known, to be revealed, to be instructed, to make oneself known, to reveal oneself. So these dynamics are connected to the word know, and to know God in this way, experientially. To have God be revealed to you. This is eternal life. And of course, it applies to eternity in heaven, but it also applies to the invitation for us to connect with that reality here and now. Even in our physical state, even in our the dynamics of life that can be hard, even in like extreme persecution, even in extreme hardship. I mean, the scripture is chock full, and I'm talking about New Testament, like sincere believers in Christ who devoted their entire life. You know the stories. I mean, they experienced hardship after hardship, difficulties, challenges, but it was referred to as a light and momentary affliction compared to what? And compared to the glory of knowing God, of knowing his heart, of connecting with him in this intimate, growing way. And so what are some things that has helped us historically? What are some things that have helped you grow in your intimacy with God? Just name them for us. Just go ahead and say a few of these things. What are some things that help you grow in intimacy with God?
Failure.
Suffering. Did you say attitude? Gratitude. Prayer.
Worship.
Dreams.
Healing.
Art. Memorizing scripture.
Adversity.
These are not your cookie cutter pat answers. And this is what I love about this community. It's like, you went to the hard places. You didn't just give me Christianese. And I didn't hear a single thing in there that I would look at and go, nah. Some of them might fall into a category of like classical disciplines. Prayer, memorizing scripture, worship, maybe going to church, serving others, things like that. Some people would say those things as well. And certainly all of the things that you could list in those sort of disciplines are ways to express your commitment to a growing, intimate relationship with God. But at the core, however, if we reduce any of these to a list of religious activities, we run the risk of doing all of these disciplines without actually growing in intimacy with God. And that's the dynamic that we need to connect with here for a minute. Because we see Jesus speaking of this in Matthew 7 as he gives us a strong encouragement. In verse 22 and 23, it says this: "On that day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name, we cast out demons in your name, we performed all these miracles in your name, we did the stuff.'" And Jesus replies, "I actually never knew you." Like, we did not have a yada relationship. Yeah, you did the stuff, but it was like a form of godliness without the dynamic power of this intimate growing relationship between us. That's a challenge. Hearing that is a challenge, because then it automatically like launches, at least in my head, like, where am I at in that? You know, like, and it's okay to ask that question. It's okay to ask that question, because what you'll always hear is an invitation to go just a little bit deeper, to grow just a little bit more, to experience God just a little bit more intimately. So it's not like an in or out equation. It's more like, is there room for you to grow more intimately with God? And I would say for every single one of us, every single day of our life, the answer is going to be yes. So don't let shame land on you, but let the encouragement to step into intimate relationship, because it's not enough just to do great things for God, right? What's most important is to walk so close to God that you perceive his heart, you perceive his mind, his will, his thoughts, and you live out what you're invited into with him. So that's the most important thing, not just doing things for God, but being like so close to God that you perceive his heart. You connect with his heart. You hear his thoughts. Like, this might launch into a little bit of a weird zone for some of you if you've never really like pondered or contemplated the idea that God would reveal himself to you in a more intimate way, like even more conversational way. And I would just say that before you just tune out and launch into like this zone of like, those guys are a bunch of heretics, I just want to say that there is scripture after scripture after scripture that talks about this as normal. In fact, over the course of time, I want to help us as a fellowship position ourselves to know God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit in a more personal and intimate way. In a word, I want to help us yada with God, you know, like connect with him in that experiential way. So I realize that, you know, there's specific things about your life that you want God to answer. You want God to help with, you know, like big decisions that you have to make. You want to be led by God in the most wise way and so forth. And yet before we can really bring these things before God, we have to take some time to establish sort of this bedrock of understanding that we can build on, okay? And so the bedrock here is we want to cultivate a personal connection with the lover of your soul. We want to create space where you can share those thoughts with other people openly. That's why the men's group is so key. That's why some of these other groups that we've had and getting together in homes around meals, it's so important, because we want to help each other have a safe space to explore what it means to really hear from God, what it means to really connect with God in more intimate ways. So I want to jump through a few scriptures here. The references are probably very familiar to many of you. Let them remind you of God's intentions. Let them remind you of God's intention from day one. So John 10, 14, and then 27, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and I am known by my own." So there's that intimacy, that yada. And then it goes on to say, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So this is God's intention, is for us to be intimately knowing one another and for his voice to be leading us and guiding us. In Deuteronomy 5:24, it says, "We have heard his voice from the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that God speaks to man." God speaks to man. And in Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. And if anyone hears my voice, opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him and he with me." So there's that intimacy, you know, sharing a meal together is really about that. And so conversational relationship with God. And that was Jesus speaking in Revelation 3. So John 17:8, we just read some of John 17. I want to jump back around here and finish out these references with John 17:8. It says this, Jesus is praying this. It says, "For I have given them the words which you have given me." So Jesus is praying to his Father, and he says, "I have given them the words that you have given to me, and they have received them and have known surely that I have come from you, and they believe that you have sent me." So the foundation of knowing God in an intimate way is to cultivate your ability to hear him speak, to hear his words. I think that's a foundation, because in our adversity, in our failures, in our hardship, in our difficult seasons of life, in our challenging relationships, just like Brian shared 2 weeks ago, there is a level of faith that God is inviting us into. Should I say level? No, I should say a quality of faith that God is inviting us into that is high bar faith. And one of the incredible dynamics of that type of faith is it hinges on the word of God spoken to you, right? So God speaks, it's faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, we know that scripture is the word of God, and I'll talk more about that probably in part two next week. And there is also this dynamic voice of God that we can be hearing in light of the scripture. All right, so that being said, I want to talk to you just a little bit more about this idea about how can we cultivate hearing the voice of God. This might seem like something that we cycle back as a fellowship to. I think there's a big reason why we do that. I think it's because God has called us as a fellowship to grow in our intimate relationship with him. And at the core of that is the capacity to hear his voice. And so if we're going to, I can't just stand up here and bang a drum and say, get closer to God without helping us learn how to hear the voice of God. I mean, there's a lot of talk even in the church about God doesn't speak. There's some of us that have come from traditions that would look at this conversation that I'm having with you, this message that I'm speaking to you, and considering it to be off the bubble. And I just want to say that it's in the scripture, it's normal. And so in the Bible, you know, you see all of these people, they come to know God by hearing him. They hear him speak to them. And they experience different kinds of supernatural encounters with him. And so I guess the question is, should we expect the same? And if the answer is yes, then why should we expect the same? And I believe it's because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, right? So there it is. Now, at the top of many of our lists of what it takes for us to cultivate intimate relationship with God and knowing him, I would say that prayer is at the top of most people's list. And so I want to talk just a little bit about prayer, but more than a discipline, rather more of a way of positioning yourself to experience the Trinity. Let me read this quote from Mark Vilker, and it says this: "Prayer is our time of communing with Jesus, being intimate, quietly sensing each other's presence, being fully available to one another. It is treasuring of one another in so much that we desire to be together constantly, to share everything with one another, to walk through life together." It's interesting that during worship, Nicolette had this impression to start praying this like bridal paradigm, like this intimacy that could be like referred to in the like the marriage context. And how does that relate to our relationship with God? Well, if you're new to the faith, or if this is unfamiliar language for you, please understand that there's passage after passage that refer to the people of God as his bride. And so for us to have this sort of intimacy and a knowing that's experiential, we come into this communion with God that is very intimate. And so God's heart is to speak to his people and to be intimate with us. I mean, in the beginning, God walked with Adam in the cool of the day as though they were friends. And it's always been God's intention to walk intimately with us. Okay? So I want to talk, I'm just going to spend the next few minutes here running through 7 godly beliefs that we can embrace to cultivate hearing God through this relational type of prayer, all right? So we'll just jump into this. I do have this amazing passage that many of you, maybe you even have a plaque on your wall with this on there. I don't know, but it's 1 Corinthians 2:9-11. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. That's usually where the placard ends. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows, the things of a man, except, back up. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man within him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. So we have this relationship with the Spirit of Christ that connects with our hearts and reveals to us the things of God, and that's what we're talking about in intimacy with God. So the first godly belief, let me pause here for a second. I need to redirect. You guys okay with this? All right, because here's the deal. Like, God put his finger on a passage of scripture for me years ago, and it says, look, there's plenty of teachers, there's not many fathers. You don't need to be taught into this, you need to be fathered into this. I don't want to just run through a list of things like reducing this to a formula. At the core of all of this, God loves you. At the very heart of this, it's about God revealing his love to you. I was having this experience during worship. And for those of you who know me, you know that I see things and it's in my sanctified imagination, all right? That's what I call it. That's what I've been taught to call it. I believe it's true. I believe that God reveals things to us with the eyes of our heart. And I was having this experience with Jesus during worship. And we were standing together on the earth. And then all of a sudden, it was like Jesus had on one of those squirrel suits that you see videos of people flying through the air, like maneuvering. I'm like, what? And he launched off of this cliff. He didn't really have a squirrel suit, but he flew around like he had one on, right? And I was just like, wait up. And I flew with him. And then we caught this updraft. And so in all the videos, they're descending. This one, the Bette Midler song started running through my head. You are the, sorry about that. You are the wind beneath my wings. Anyway, I was just like, what? That's so weird. All right, so I'm flying through the air. Jesus is right in front of me. Some of you are like, okay, now we really lost it. No, I just want you to know that this is at the core of it. Jesus wanted to reveal some things to me, and he does it in my language. He speaks my dialect. He connects with my heart, just like he wants to connect with your heart in ways that you understand. So for me, I understand pictures. So we're flying through, and then all of a sudden we catch this updraft, and we start launching through the clouds, like picking a path through, like there's caves through the clouds, but it's just open airspace. It's so beautiful, right? And I'm looking down, and the earth is there, and the mountains, and then we continue to ascend, to a place where now he has taken me through the stratosphere and we're, okay, it doesn't have to make sense, people. It's just what I saw, all right? I'm standing on the top of the atmosphere of the earth. And we're standing on, I guess, what you would call like the firmament. And I'm breathing. And I'm looking at the stars and the universe. And I'm looking at this entire globe with Jesus standing right there. This happened right now during worship. Isn't this crazy? Now, anytime you have an encounter with the Lord like this, ask him something. Real simple question. Is there anything you want to say to me right now? This is what he told me. We looked at the earth, and he says, this place is the center of my attention and the center of my affection, but it is not the center of the universe. The heart of the Father is the center of the universe, and I'm inviting the world to enter into the heart of the Father. And then he pointed at my chest, and he's like, your heart is the center of my attention and the center of my affection. But it is not the center of the universe. And I'm inviting you into the heart of the Father. Okay. This gets more real than textbooks. This gets more real than the seven godly beliefs that can help cultivate hearing from God. Like, it's really just about positioning yourself to encounter the lover of your soul, the creator of all things, the one whose attention and affection is pointed towards you, and to realize that you're not the center of the universe, and yet you are being invited into the heart of God the Father. That's it. That'll preach. And so with that, I just want to bless you. Would you stand with me? So my heart is tender right now, and I'm tenderized for a couple of reasons. One is God is speaking to me, right? And that undoes me. I mean, it just kind of ruins me for good. And the other thing that I'm tenderized by is his love for you. Like, really. So with that, I just want to bless you that you would encounter the love of God. Yeah. And this is eternal life. That they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I would venture to say that probably most of us in this room have said yes to Jesus. We've said yes to eternal life. And I would venture to say that all of us have an unfulfilled longing. And so, Lord, would you connect with us now in the current condition of our life, whether it is exuberance and fun and excitement and super stoked, or if it's failure and adversity and hardship and trouble. Whatever the current condition of our life is right now, God, would you connect with our hearts and would you reveal your love for us, each one individually? And as we accept your invitation to step more deeply into the heart of the Father, the center of the universe, as it were, would you help us rest in that place? We want to know you. Just make that personal right now. God, I want to know you more. So I bless you to hear the voice of God. And I bless you to have sharp discernment and to have safe friends that you can process what you're hearing. I pray that you would have incredible desire for the Word of God, the Scripture, that you would meditate on it, and that you would hide it in your heart. And I pray that you would experience with all God's people just how high and wide and long and deep the love of God is for you. And I bless you with this in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
It's our joy to offer these podcasts. We sure hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, if you're curious about ways that you can more deeply be involved with this community, please drop us a line at nccfcolorado@me.com or like our Facebook page. Thank you and God bless.